Some people ask for material things and have those wishes granted. Other people face life or death situations far too young. Nakia Hammonds-Blakely was only 16 when she was diagnosed with a rare form of breast cancer in 1994. How she reacted to that adversity changed her life forever. Nakia, welcome.
Thank you, Farai.
It's great to talk to you again. We spoke to you a little bit about your struggle and focused a lot on the medical issues that you face, but let's get a little bit more focused on the spiritual and emotional issues.
Yeah.
Who were you before you found out about that diagnosis? What kind of a person were you?
I have to say I was your typical teenager. Really didn't take life very seriously. I mean, I had not much thought of the future. Just kind of lived day by day, watching TV, you know, going to movies, going out with friends, but really just didn't take life very seriously. Even in school, as a sophomore, I would describe myself as mediocre at best.
So when you found yourself in a position of finding a lump in your breast, what did you first do?
Well, I was in the shower while preparing for school one morning. I felt the lump, and I didn't react initially because no one in my family on either side ever had breast cancer. I didn't know of anyone who had breast cancer, and so I wasn't overly concerned. But luckily, 2 weeks later, I had to go to the doctor for a routine physical, and there the doctor felt the lump and suggested that I receive a biopsy.
Nakia, this is a situation where, you know, for example, with this series that we're doing, Great Expectations, we talked to people like Anthony, who just joined us, who really focused on the financial aspect of what he was doing and putting himself in a position to receive what other people could give him on the level of a material good. We also talked just recently with Judge Lynn Toler and journalist Ellis Coase about how people in different cultures transcend things. When you think about what was in your life that could have prepared you for a moment like this, was there anything? Was there a spiritual aspect? Was there a family aspect? When you first had to go through this medical issue, what did you turn to?
Without question, if it was not for God in my life, I would not have made it through that experience. I have a very supportive family, but because of my religious upbringing, I was able to draw on the fact that our lives have purpose and God allows things in our lives. And I was able to really take that to bridge the gap of those painful moments of that experience.
What did your friends think about this whole situation? I mean, were you able to be open with them? Were you able to have a childhood or an adolescence where you could laugh and joke with your friends? Or did you find yourself being increasingly isolated?
Truthfully, I isolated myself. I didn't let a lot of people know about what I was going through simply because I was already battling insecurities and feelings of, you know, young girls at that age, they're already battling with their body image and all of that. And the surgery left my left breast considerably smaller than the other. And so I would try to just get through, ball up socks to try to even them out, or I would just stay away from the crowd. I found most of my refuge in my family and the church members in my community.
So what does it mean to have faith when you're a teen? What does it mean to believe in something that's larger than yourself when you're just starting your life?
This is what I learned from that experience. You know how we learned that in the beginning God created heaven and earth? He did it by simply speaking it into existence. He said, let there be light, and there was light. And so when I realized that, well, if he says that we were created in the image and likeness of God, then I have the same ability. I can speak things into existence. And I'll never forget the day that it all came to a head for me. I was laying on the floor of my father's bathroom crying. I wrapped myself around the toilet just crying, feeling like, oh, God, am I going to die? And at that moment, I remember specifically saying to God, I know that millions of women have died from this disease, but if you're real, now's the time that I need you to prove it to me. I want to live. I believe I can live. I want to live and not die. And it could be called a miracle by most, because I was able to go back to the doctors and there was no more trace of cancer. Now, the thing about it is that they told me I had fibrocystic breasts and that lumps would continue to form for the rest of my life, that I would have to have a double mastectomy to avoid a life full of surgeries and cancer reoccurrences. But it's been 13 years since that point, and I've had no reoccurrences of the breast cancer. And I specifically believe it's because I chose that day to speak life over myself, and that's the path that I followed.
Have you had a positive impact, you think, on other people because of what you've been through?
I certainly have tried to. I believe that the experiences that we have are simply to help somebody else, so that when someone else goes through the same thing, you can be able to tell them, I went through that, I made it, here's how I did it. And through that experience, I feel like my life has been so enriched and blessed. I've been able to travel this country, even at this young age, and tell women twice my age, half my age, of different nationalities, colors, ethnicities, if you are ever diagnosed with breast cancer, it does not have to mean a death sentence. Look at my life and know that amazing things can result from it. And if I can just say, that breast cancer diagnosis only fueled my will to live. It gave me a drive that I never had before. The day that I decided I wanted to live, I went back to school, made straight A's, graduated top of my class on the National Honor Society, became the first person in my family on either side to graduate from college. In 2007, in February, I received my MBA, and now I'm in the PhD program, and it's all because of this drive. It was my wake-up call. It's nothing like facing death that makes you have to make a decision to live and maximize life rather than succumbing to what they're telling you.
Well, Nakia, it's great to talk to you again. We'll be talking more in this series about faith, the role of faith, and Great Expectations. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Nakia Hammonds Blakely is a breast cancer survivor who now sits on the board of the Young Women's National Advisory Council for the Cancer Awareness Group, Susan G. Komen for The Cure. She talked with us from her home in Crown Point, Indiana.